Okay, Rover Redox, Joe. 7-2, 0 on bearing, distance 0.2, range 0. Amp hours, 9095. 100, 105. And motor temps are still off scale low.
Thank you, Jim. Copied.
Okay, Rick. I'm ready to. Okay. Keep your head and head west, man. We're heading towards station 9. Head about, I'd say 270 until they give us an update.
That sounds good. Jim, 265 to 270 for about 1.8 clicks. And just enjoy it.
Okay. And we're moving. Yeah, we're going around the LSAP, too. Yeah, let's not drive through the LSAP. Yeah. It's too bad the camera didn't work because there was some neat bumps there.
Yeah,
oh, man, it looked. Was that a glass ball right there?
Yeah.
Right on top of the surface.
Yeah.
About 2 inches or so. There's several here. There's one over here at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Almost like a black spherule of glass.
Copy that.
So right now we're heading, swinging around more to the west. We're heading 270, range 0.1.
Roger, Jim, copy. And shortly you'll be passing the Quark triplet that's on your right, probably, and we'll most likely be directing you back towards the western crater in that triplet for Samari sampling towards the end.
I see them, and they look rather fresh. There's a lot of angular, light-colored blocks, fragments on the rim, Joe. So mark our position here. We're bearing 110 and range 0.2.
Okay, fine.
We dropped into a shallow depression there, and that was the Quark triplet there on the northwest side of that shallow depression.
Wait, look at this nice little new fresh one.
Yeah. But there's not too many fragments on the rim.
You're right.
Oh, there's a... There's a very large depression in ahead of us.
Yeah.
We don't want to drive through that.
I don't know whether we do or not. Let's take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think so, Dave. Let's take a look at it. Look at the big boulder there, Jim.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That 3 feet angular.
A very large depression there. I'd say let's go north of it.
Yep, I think you're right.
Roger, we agree.
I really can't tell how wide it is, but at the very shallowest, or the deepest portion of it, it looks like there's a crater.
I get the idea that it looks collapsed north to south, doesn't it? Sort of looks elongate.
I don't, look at our map here.
Take this little,
sure can't pick that out.
Nope, sure can't.
Let's see, we're going about 8 clicks. And we're kind of dropping down as we go around the, and we're heading 320. We're on the northeast rim of this very shallow depression. By shallow, the slopes are probably 3 degrees. And I guess at the deepest part there, it's probably, 200 feet deep. Right now we're on the north side of that depression.
Yeah.
And we're swinging around to the west, heading 270.
heading right toward Bennett Hill. Dave, I'm going to call that big crater Wolverine.
Oh, that's a good name. Good name for a big crater.
Okay, bearing is 113 and we're 0.6.
There's another big one, Jim.
Ooh, look at that rock over there.
Oh, yeah. Look at that one.
Been right on the surface. A
yeah.
black angular frag on the northwest side, about one quarter of the way down into the crater, but a very subdued crater. That block is
in that sub. We gotta drive by it anyway.
And Jim, don't hesitate to fire off pictures right and left here. We've got lots of film.
Oh, I wish I could, Joe.
Right there.
Okay, we've stopped.
Just for a second, though.
Oh, okay. Jim, pretty description. And you're looking for nav readings of 1.8 clicks at 088 when you're at station 9.
Okay, we're 10 now on range, bearing 101. And now there's another very large shallow depression. And they're all about the same size.
Yeah, you're right. Go around the south of this one.
I think the first really shallow depressions are very subdued craters we've seen, and they're just three in a line that run east-west.
Yeah, I'd say they're probably about 100 meters across and maybe, 10, 15 meters deep?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I thought we'd whip right over to the rail. I didn't think we'd have this type of terrain. Well, it was a lot easier driving yesterday.
Yeah.
Surprises, surprises. Look at that rock over at 01 o'clock. It's right, well, it was on the horizon. It's like kind of a pedestal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see a lot of them right on the horizon. Okay, we probably want to, when you can, Dave, swing around to the west. We're going a little too far south here.
No,
we're doing fine. Say again the coordinates, Joe, of the station.
Dave, you're driving towards 1.8 clicks, 088 bearing.
Roger, we're doing good. We're 092 now, heading slightly south.
Yeah, well, what I'm thinking, there's nothing unique about Station 9, is there, except maybe Scarp Crater?
And you're thinking correctly, Jim. Anywhere along there is beautiful.
I was thinking, you know, just a good sample point.
Yeah.
Along the rim, we minimize the distance.
Right on, Jim. Just don't drive too far west.
I thought I could see you. Okay. Yeah, Joe, we'll let you know when the slope gets up to 26. I think I can see the far side of the rail now. I think we're coming up on the rim of it.
Yeah.
Take a little jog over here to where it's a little smoother. But
you must be very near Scarp Crater.
Are we yet? I was going to say that's probably Scarp Crater.
The fresh one?
Yeah. It's a beauty. It sure kicked up a lot of rocks. What are you going to do? I'm going to go on the north side of it?
I'm going to take a look and see if that's it.
Yeah.
Boy, it's really fresh with a lot of debris. Nice ejecta blanket. Nice ejecta blanket. Good typical one. But Scarp. And we're 088 for 1.6. I'd say this is probably Scarp Crater, wouldn't you?
I would, because we can definitely see the far side of the rail now.
Yeah.
Well, we could drive back to this one, sample it, right?
Yeah, let's press on to the...
Take a look. Yeah.
Make sure. Roger, we agree. And with any luck at all, that is Scarp Crater.
Yeah, let's do this one anyway, Jim. Let's drive it back, please. Okay, but wait a minute. Let me get to where I can... and we can definitely see the west side of the rill from here. You can probably see up 10 to 15% of the far side.
Copy.